The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner, Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yes, indeedy do. Words are my shit. Welcome, everybody, to Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 3, Hour 2. That's right, this is Hour 2. If you missed Hour 1, go find it on stonerjesus.net. It'll be chapter 2, verse 3, hour 1. Of course, we streamed that live as we do every Sunday night with hour 1 at stonerjesus420 on Twitter and on Periscope. You should go follow on Periscope at stonerjesus420 to get the first hour of video live streamed every Sunday night. Of course, check out the Stoner Jesus Show live page on stonerjesus.net. All information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. Social media links, past episodes, the previously mentioned Stoner Jesus Show live page, which has all the live streams of the Hour Ones, all of that and more at stonerjesus.net. Email the show at stonerjesus420@gmail.com. Of course, if you're a hardcore fan of the show and on Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook to join other hardcore fans of the show. And if you want video of Hour 2, if you're listening to audio of Hour 2 on stonerjesus.net or canvasradio.com or one of our many other platforms, that's great. But if you want video of Hour 2, the only way you can get video of Hour 2 is by becoming a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Like $5 a month, get all the chapter and verse episodes of the show in full video glory. And step up from audio to video. It's awesome. Hour 2 video of every show, all the chapter and verse shows, is on Patreon. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Now, got some crazy shit. That's right. Crazy shit. This first thing, apparently, is that people who are, they use Snapchat filters. You know what Snapchat filters are. Most of you are young enough to know what the fuck's going on. I personally don't use Snapchat. I'm on like 13 social media networks. It's too much. It's too much. The interns are useless. It's just me. St. Peter hasn't been here in a year. Not that he would be worthwhile anyway. In any case, I don't have time for the Snapchat bullshit, but you know the filters. You've seen them. They have them on, you know, there's bunch of filters everywhere. But Snapchat seems especially abundant with them. Well, anyway, apparently people are getting surgeries so they can look like their Snapchat filters.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. Look.
Yeah.
Clothing designer Jessica has been going under the knife to look more like she does in her filtered selfies. It's called Snapchat dysmorphia.
I would notice how I look so much better in the filters. And I'm like, why do I look so much better? It's like, face is smaller, my nose looks thinner. I'm like, wait, maybe I should get it done because maybe I'll look at this in real life.
Jessica is not the only one. People are asking for bigger lips, smaller noses, and clear skin.
They can change contours of the face. They can change the tone of the skin and the texture of the skin to look a certain way. So I'm also seeing patients come in wanting to look like that type of photograph.
Jessica's plastic surgeon didn't see a problem with it.
I don't understand. So, like, are they gonna plastic surgery, like the little flames on her head with that filter? Isn't that the point of filters? Like, you don't have to get surgery. Is fucking technology has allowed you to look good in a picture just using a filter? It's, I don't know. But then, again, the internet brings out crazy people and shows them to everyone else. And this is just another example of that.
He was just like, yeah, I can make you, he's like, you're pretty, but I can make you pretty. You have thinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course he did. Her plastic surgeon was like, yeah, yeah, you want to look like a Snapchat filter? You fucking dumb broad? Sure, let's do that. I'll charge you a $68,000.
Here you have bridge, here you have like your chin bones and falling. So we literally did like.
Yeah, bitch, you're ugly. You need lots of plastic surgery. You need those filters, you ugly, ugly fucking whore. Come into my office. We'll make an appointment.
In no space. She did the whole nine. So it was like life changing.
This is a photo of Jessica before surgery. Here she is with a filter. And here's what she looks like after the surgery.
So there you go. There's the three. She looked pretty good. I mean, I guess she does look better, but is it worth it? Is it worth it? Just fucking use the filters. Dumb.
But other doctors say these selfies are causing unrealistic standards of beauty.
You take a selfie.
Apparently not. Apparently they're not unrealistic. Not anymore.
At different angles, the face will look different. For example, if we take it up here, the eyes will look bigger and there'll be less submental fat, less of a double chin.
And the surgeries can bring serious risks.
To give them the nose that they want to look good in that selfie, you would have to reduce the nose size so much that it would look abnormally small in real life. They could even have problems breathing.
Without Snapchat, Jessica says she wouldn't have...
Baby, your very, very, very small nose is so hot.
...had the idea to alter her looks in the first place.
It's like a blessing in disguise.
So she get those little cat ears surgically implanted in her skull.
And it's also a curse at the same time because I never seen those filters and I never thought it would look better in those filters. I would never even consider doing anything like this.
Some doctors have to remind patients what's realistic and what is better.
There you go. And that one, she has a little heart on her nose and whiskers. She needs to get whiskers implanted in her tiny nose and put a little heart on the front of it.
Better left on social media.
I just try to set realistic expectations. I do what I was saying earlier. I'll show.
Bitch, you're ugly and you're always going to be ugly.
Show them on the mirrors in the room. I will try to help guide them. And the first thing I always ask my patient is, what is your goal?
But for Jessica, it's all about looking and feeling her best. Filter or no filter.
Like, don't discriminate on other people who want to do things for themselves because you're not them. You don't know why they're doing it. And you should just be positive and encourage everyone to feel better. It's all about being better and feeling better and always being your best.
Be sure to watch Inside Edition.
Now, I can make fun of you, though. That's what I can do. Okay, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever stupid bullshit you want to do, but I can also comment and get humor from it because it's very humorous. There's a filter, and they're changing their appearance surgically to look like a filter. And the filter was the whole purpose of the filter. I mean, we're moving on. We're moving on. Now, this next video is one of the reasons you want to get our two videos. It's one of the reasons you want to be a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420 is ants. They are attacking the nest of wasps. I'm not talking about white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. I'm talking about ants. Right there, you see it. Ants attacking a wasp nest. Taking a very long route. They've built a big chain bridge thing so that they can reach the wasp nest. Again, that's why you want a video of the show. See my reaction. It's crazy. See? Patreon.com/StonerJesus420 to become a patron of the show. And there they are, man. They're fucking up some wasps. Wasps. Hardcore shit. Hardcore shit. It's like that Million Ant Man on Rick and Morty. Crazy. Crazy shit. We're taking a break. Celebrity news is coming up next. Fucking Angela Bassett. She's old and she's hot. Also, 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz and a fucking tiger, and also Sharknado. I'm looking right now. We're doing this live on August 19th, 2018. I guess Sharknado 6 is on because it's trending. Almost 40,000 tweets for Sharknado 6. That shit is crazy. We'll talk about it coming up. Again, I've never seen any of the movies, but they made 6 of them. So there were something was happening. People were watching them. At the very least. Holy crap. All that coming up. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 3. This is Hour 2. Again, if you missed Hour 1, go find it on stonerjesus.net. We'll be back, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa, they have indica, everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out, Cannabis Seeds USA. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything Planet Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planet Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Welcome to Cannabis Confidential. I'm your host, Dr. Dina. We've got David Faustino on the line, Bud Bundy from Married with Children. Did you feel nervous being a celebrity walking into a weed store?
I don't remember at all being like, ooh, I'm scared someone's going to take my picture here.
What are they going to say? Bud Bundy smokes bud? I mean, come on.
It wouldn't be a big shocker. Hey, this is David Faustino, and I'm on Cannabis Confidential with my girl Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Ha ha ha!
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 2, verse 3. This is hour 2. All information on the show can be found, of course, at stonerjesus.net, all the social media networks, sponsor banners, all the audio of the show, all that stuff can be found at stonerjesus.net. Go check it out. Now, some time for some celebrity news. Yes, that's right. I've actually done celebrity news in a while. Of course, it's not very comprehensive. It's just shit I want to talk about. First thing I want to talk about is Angela Bassett is 60 years old and she's fucking hot. Entertainment Tonight.
It's clear Angela Bassett has still got her groove.
That was like, oh my God, really? Are you kidding me?
No, we are not joking. Angela turned 60 on Thursday and she looks ageless. The Mission Impossible Fallout star took to social media sharing this makeup-free pic, showing off her toned arms and abs in a graphic-printed bikini.
Look at that.
Angela captioned the sexy B-Day snap, quote, "Happy birthday to all my Leo brothers and sisters. Let's eat cake." While the actress has said cake is her guilty pleasure, she told ET her healthy lifestyle is what keeps her fit.
If we get up and move, you know, propel ourselves forward, we begin to feel better. And isn't it true that after a good workout, you never say, "Whew, I wish I hadn't have done that."
And we see why Angela has no regrets hitting the gym with a physique like that.
That's right. Look at that. Look at that. I look like that when I'm 60. It's gonna be fucking awesome. Move. All I gotta do is move. I'm gonna start doing this show while walking. Let's get a little periscope camera. Go out and walk. Yeah. I'm gonna do that shit. Come on. Next up, for some odd reason, we have 2 Chainz brought a lion to a wedding. TMZ.com. See it there. A lion, a white lion in a tiny little cage. For whatever reason. 2 Chainz brought it to a wedding. He's like, you know what? You know what this wedding needs? It needs a big lion in a tiny cage. And they're trying to get on a fucking truck or something. It's taking 10 people to move this fucking tiger, this white tiger, into this big mansion. You need to build a ramp. You need to build a ramp to get the tiger in the tiny cage inside. TMZ was there to capture it all. Good for them. Shit's top notch. I think the video goes on a little long, though, because that's it. The tiger's gone. You see the ramp right there. Yeah. Tiger's gone, son. Thanks, TMZ. One more story in celebrity news. And after the break, I'm going to play a very old clip from the Stoner Jesus Show archives. Ghost Hunters. You don't want to miss that shit. It's one of the great things about Hour 2. I play a lot of old clips, things you've never heard before, especially if you're a new listener or viewer of the show. Again, if you want a video of Hour 2, the only way you can get video of Hour 2 is become a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. As I said, Sharknado 6 is trending as I record Hour 2. Now over almost 41,000 tweets. I've never seen Sharknado. I've only seen clips, like what's going on about the play for you. But apparently Sharknado is happening. They say it's the last one, and apparently it's a very big deal.
It's back.
Oh, hi.
Sharknado, the Sci-Fi Channel sensation, returns Sunday night with its 6th and final installment. It's about time. Tara Reid and Ian Ziering return once again to star in the campy flick.
Yeah, by the way, they have a little interview clip of Tara Reid here. Man, I don't know what the fuck's happened to her. But, I mean, I guess she's doing good. She's been in 6 fucking Sharknado movies, and they keep making the movies, so apparently the ratings are good. So apparently she's making some cheese, some cheddar, some ducats, some moolah. But, man, I remember when Tara Reid was, like, hot as fuck. And now she's like, you know, like your weird drunk mom that comes in while you're trying to play a video game with your friends. And they're all like, wow, what's up with your mom?
Let's go kill some sharks.
Having worked on the first one and thinking that was going to be a complete bomb.
Look at
the exact opposite happen. It's unheard of.
It was definitely by far the craziest one, but I really think it'll be the
most enjoyable one for the fans on every like level, to the kids,
yeah,
the older
this is
people.
Gonna be the biggest movie.
Mom, my friends are here. Just go away. You're drunk.
The original Sharknado premiered 5 years ago and was followed up each year with over-the-top sequels like Oh Hell No, The Force Awakens, and Global Swarming. Even though this one is billed as the final chapter, is there any chance we'll see a Sharknado number 7 next year?
There could always be another.
There could always be an encore, you know that.
Tom, get out of here. Anyway, why wouldn't they make more? If it continues to get good ratings, the whole point of the movie is that it's dumb and it's campy and it's, you know, ridiculous, and they keep making them. That's the whole fucking point of the joke. Wouldn't making more make the joke even funnier? Sharknado 48? The final awakening of the end of reckoning? I don't know. You do it forever. You put them all on Netflix. They stream like back to back. That's the whole point. So it makes it funny. Is they're fucking... Never mind. That's the end of celebrity news. Stern and Jesus Show, chapter 2, verse 3. Hour 2 coming up. An old clip, as I said. Ghost Hunters, probably from 2011, I would have to say. It's been a long time. God, long time doing this shit. But anyway, thanks to everybody who checks out the show. Watches, listens, spread the word about stonerjesus.net, all that shit. You all are awesome. Enjoy the retro clip coming up. Go check out hour 1 if you missed it. It's all on stonerjesus.net. Video of hour 2, support the show. Get all the chapter and verse episodes on video in full video glory. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Thanks, everybody. Peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process on Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
From high atop Mount Soledad in San Diego, California, 100 feet above sea level. Good morning. It's good news with cannabis nurse Heather.
This plant is amazing. Positive change is happening. We did it. No matter who you are, you can make a positive impact on the world.
I would rather be illegally alive than legally dead.
And that quote helped to give you strength.
Nurse Heather is only on CannabisRadio.com.
Good morning, cannabis nurse Heather.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called GreenGon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get GreenGon. That's GreenGonDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's greengondetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. I am here with St. Peter. St. Peter's in his little glass booth.
Yeah.
He's going to be going outside, making the trek outside here in a minute.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very snowy and very cold out there, Peter. I'm not sure. Are you up for this?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
All right. Yeah. Well, basically, in a nutshell, St. Peter's been on many reality shows over the years here for us, and we've played a lot of those clips.
Yeah.
He really wants to be on that Ghost Hunters show.
That's right.
This is weird to me, Peter, because first of all, you're very scared of ghosts.
Yeah, well, you know, they're scary.
So why would you want to be on Ghost Hunters?
Because I want to get some of that, you know, you get a lot of good pussy. A lot of good pussy from the Ghost Hunters chicks.
Ah.
I'm saying?
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
You think you're going to get laid from being a ghost hunter?
Yeah, they get laid all the time.
Hey,
man.
Whatever, you know, whatever works.
Yeah, well, don't worry about that.
Whatever you think will work.
All right.
Rather. So anyway, we're going to do a little audition for Ghost Hunters, Peter. They have to know that you have some ability of finding ghosts. Now, as you know, outside around the Stern Jesus Studio Complex, it's very dark. It's very eerie.
Yeah.
A lot of weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
So I need you to go out there and investigate.
Right now.
Those noises.
The noises.
And one of the interns will tape it, and then we'll have a little thing to send to the Ghost Hunters people. And we'll send them the audio.
It's
your little wireless. You got a wireless
right
microphone
here.
There.
Yeah,
and your wireless
see
headphones. Make sure those headphones stay on.
Okay.
You know, so we can communicate in case something bad happens.
Like bad, like what?
Go get your little wireless mic there.
Okay, I'm going.
There you go. And
here
your,
I got it. All right.
Get your headphones. Get on outside.
Okay.
And find me some ghosts.
Okay, I'm done.
Get
going.
You on Ghost Hunter soon enough, and you'll be getting all that sweet Ghost Hunter groupie pussy. Yes.
Yeah, here we
go. Ahead and go. Thank you.
All right,
thank you, Peter.
All right, thank you.
So there, Peter goes out of his little booth, and the interns will lead him outside and to find some ghosts. Of course, with St. Peter, what I'm banking on is St. Peter is too stupid to take off his headphones because I'm going to use his voice changer, and I'm going to try to fuck with him. And knowing St. Peter, he will not even realize that he has headphones on, and that's where the sounds are coming from. He's really dumb. Now, I don't want to put too fine a point on it. I don't want to offend any dumb people out there. But St. Peter is very, very dumb. I mean, if you talk to him on a regular basis, as I do, it's incredible. I'm still not used to the enormity of his dumbness. In any case, intern, give me a thumbs up or whatever when St. Peter's outside. He has his wireless headphones and his wireless mic, and this should be very, very good. So anyway, there's no auditions for Ghost Hunters is the point. He's just, you know, he's just fucking, I don't know. It's just fun. I guess it's really a way to kill time when you think about it. Okay, is he ready? All right, I'm gonna turn up his headphones and his mic. St. Peter, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jesus.
Awesome. So you're outside. What's it like out there?
Oh, it's really, really fucking cold, man. It's really dark. It's a lot of snow everywhere. It's weird.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah, it's not what I expected. We'll kind of like, you know, wander around and see if you can
detect any you know, ghostly activities or whatever. We'll listen in.
Okay, I'll see what I can get here.
All right, right. You do that shit.
I'm walking across the courtyard here. It's the other side, and it's like really. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
Peter.
Oh my god, what the fuck is that? Is someone saying my name?
What, man? What, you hear something?
Yeah, I hear someone saying my name, dude. Didn't you hear that shit?
I don't know, man. We couldn't hear it back here.
What? Oh my god, you can't. You couldn't hear it.
I don't know what.
It was like really loud.
What it is. Just keep running around, man. Tell me what you see.
Okay, I'm gonna go walk a little farther over here this way. See if there's
Saint Peter.
What the fuck was that?
Saint Peter.
You don't hear that?
Go away.
You hear that? Oh my god.
I'm going to kill you.
What?
We're going to kill you.
Oh my god. Did you hear that, Jesus? He said he's going to kill me.
No, we didn't hear nothing, Peter. What's going on?
Oh my god, I want to get the fuck out of here, man. This is wigging me out, dude. I don't think I want to do this anymore.
It's weird.
He said
they're going to kill you.
Yeah, man, he's just going to fucking kill me, dude.
Wow.
It's
no,
crazy.
Man, you gotta stay out there. You can't, you know.
Oh my god, I can't
stand
here.
You're auditioning for Ghost Hunters, man. You want to be on TV and get that sweet pussy, right?
Oh my god, I don't.
Come on, man, suck it up.
Oh man, I do want some sweet pussy. I don't get as much pussy as you can imagine, Jesus.
They're going to kill you.
Oh my god,
they are going to kill you.
There it is again. It says it's going to kill me, Jesus.
What? What?
Holy
Peter, what?
Fucking shit. You didn't hear that
shit. I don't
shit.
Hear anything. All I hear is your girlish babbling.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck's going on?
I got to come back inside, Jesus. This isn't working for me. This is really not my...
Don't be a pussy. Come on, Peter. Seriously, don't be a pussy on this.
They said they're going to fucking kill me, Jesus. Come on. Come
just come on, man. Come on.
No.
Get back out there. Come on.
No, I'm coming back in, dude. I'm coming back in, dude. Holy shit.
Fine. Fucking... Just fuck it, you pussy. You big fucking pussy.
I'm not a pussy, Jesus. I don't want to die.
Right.
I don't want to fucking
die. Whatever, man. Whatever. I'm turning off your microphone.
Holy shit.
And your, let me turn off your headphones there so you can't hear me. Interns, make sure that front door's locked. Yeah, let's leave him out there for a while. Maybe we'll check back with him later. See if he's really fucking wigging out yet. That'd be interesting. Really, really stretch the bit. A bit. Well, that was awesome. God, he's so dumb. The only sounds he was hearing was coming from the fucking headphones. I don't know. I don't comprehend the lack of logic involved there, but it doesn't matter. There it is. Stern Jesus Show Live. I feel like cutting back to him. I'll just keep his shit turned off. Fuck him. He can sit there and freeze. Being a dumbass. This is dumbass punishment. Plus, I really don't want to see him or talk to him the rest of the night. It's annoying. Buzzkill. Buzzkillington to the extreme. Stern Jesus Show Live. More music, comedy, all that shit. We'll be back.